one.
There's a pasuk in this week's parsha, and parsha's told us that always was difficult to meet, particularly the way Rashi understands it. Torah says, "Vayetar Yitzchok l'Hashem l'nochach ishto," and this pasuk is so packed. Ki akorahi vayeoser lo Hashem. Here, tefillah is referred to as atira. Ayin tof resh is the root, and we need to discuss what that means. And that root, Rashi says, was effective, particularly for Yaakov, even particularly for Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak and Rivka were both davening together. Vayaseh lo Hashem. And Rashi has a very strong line. Ein adome tefilas tzadik ben tzadik l'tefilas tzadik ben rasha. Can't compare the tefillah of a tzadik who's the son of a tzadik as compared to a tzadik Rivka, who was the daughter of a Rasha of Besuel. I always found that this pasuk and Rashi is unfair. At the end of the day, if anything, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim ein acherim omdim. In different years, I think these walls have heard different explanations already, and I want to share with you tonight and use this as a springboard to really talk about some very important points about tefillah. And share with you the approach that Rav Dessler gives. Rav Dessler says, the Gemara in Yuma tells us on Daf Chav Tes, Atikta Kasha Mechadita, that which is older, in other words, that which we need to repeat, which has already been done before, that's harder Mechadita from something which is new. Rivka is doing something that's new, it's exciting. You know, it's like the beginning of Shanal, the guys aren't doing much, right? But the beginning of, let's say, Shana Bet, it's new and it's exciting. And then, after that, then when it gets older and you're repeating things and it loses that initial excitement, that's harder. Yitzchak did something amazing. What Yitzchak did was he took a tradition from his father, and when something you got to repeat from your father, that's hard. But Yitzchak made it his own, made it new. I heard a similar idea from the Amshinav Rebbe Shlita. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, the Pasuk emphasizes Avram holidus Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. The Pasuk is emphasizing something amazing. Even though it already says Yitzchak ben Avram, what's the repetition? Take a look at Rashi. Al pi Kabbalah, the Rebbe described that Avram is the midah of Chesed, and Yitzchak became a totally new thing. And the Pasuk is exclaiming, Chesed gives birth to Gvura. And for our purposes, the strength of Yitzchak was he was able to make that which is Atikta, which is hard for us. Every single person in this room has to admit, whatever their Madrega they're on, that Tefillah is not something that's easy. And we're going to explain why that's so. And Yitzchak took something which was hard, and to take a street term, he made it his own. Why is tefillah hard? What's so significant of taking something which is atikta and making it chadita? The Rambam describes tefillah in a very particular way. Mitzvah lavod es Hashem b'tefillah. Tefillah is not simply a spontaneous expression that a person calls out to God in a case of spontaneous need. There are many, many descriptions of tefillah. In this week's parasha, it's not just simply a spontaneous cry, it's an avoda. Avoda means you become an eved Hashem. A person that cries out for need for something, from somebody, isn't an eved of them. The role of tefillah is that we become an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other mitzvahs, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avodim, and we do the mitzvah. Tefillah, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro pointed out, is that its essence, the essence of tefillah is avdus, la'avod, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that takes a lot of work, something that takes a tremendous amount of work. What is the avoda? How do I go about doing it? You know, prayer is not this beautiful anecdote from Reader's Digest. That's only scraping the surface. They describe, I think I've mentioned this in the past, that there was a believer and an atheist that lived next door to each other. And the believer used to go out every day and scream, "God created the world." And the atheist used to say, "Not true." And they would be screaming back and forth. One day, the believer actually felt some need. He was missing some food in his fridge. And he said, "God, please bring me food." So the atheist hears. And the atheist goes and he puts food by his doorstep. And he hides in the bushes. The believer comes out. And he says, "Thank God, you brought me food." The atheist jumps out of the bushes. And he said, "God didn't put it there, I did." The guy didn't miss a beat. The believer didn't miss a beat. And he said, "God, thank you for sending me the food and having the devil pay for it." But Rabosai, that is only the most basic level of prayer. That we turn to God when we need, and we get the devil to pay for it. Zot Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says the following. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akari, one of the most famous Rabbeinu Bechai Zalatorah. He points out that the order of the pasuk is backwards. It should say that Rivka was an Akara, and therefore Yitzchak davened. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, two very important steps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Rivka an Akara because he wanted Yitzchak to daven, he wanted him to go through that process of Avodah. Hence the order. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the tefillah of Yitzchak. And then he goes on and he says one more thing. Umikan Yesh Lilmod Od Koach HaTefillah Shei Gedola Ma'od Va'afilu Leshanos HaTeva. We're going deeper in what the avodah of tefillah is all about. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, Tefillah has the ability to transform a reality. Rivka was an akara, al piderech hateva, she wasn't supposed to have children, and something changed. The mitzius, the reality changed. Umitam ze hiskir loshon vayetar, velo amar vayispalel o vayitzak, ki hu mi loshon atar. What is the root of ayetar, atar? What is an atar? Atar is a hoe, a plow. It takes something, the earth, and it turns it upside down. Tefillah could change a reality. Now, most people think of that as changing a reality, taking a woman who can't have children and make her have children. The Shach says this, but he alludes to something deeper. The Shach al HaTorah says the following. Sibas ha'akrus hu kidei shiyispal oleo v'tishapech l'briyacheres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we saw from Rabbeinu Bechai, wanted Yitzchak to daven, and Rivka became a different mohus, a different entity. And that's why, says the Shach, the Pasuk refers to Rivka originally as Bas Besuel, the daughter of Besuel, and then the next Pasuk just says Vata Rivka. In Cain, Eino Osa Rivka, Ella Rivka Acheres. Adds the Bnei Yisaschar to the idea of the Shach. Something amazing. I'm sure something that you've always thought about. How does prayer change something? How does prayer change a reality? At the end of the day, God decided that Rivka be an Akara. Listen to the words of Bnei Yisaschar. Vine Kosval Ze Talmidei Abesh. Lios al yideh tefila nistabe ko adam b'mokom acher yoser gevur v'ne'efach li'ish acher. Tefila doesn't change an objective reality. It doesn't take a stender and turn it into something else. No, you know what tefila does? It changes you. And it changes your reality. It changes who Yitzchak and Rivka are, and it makes them an entirely different mitzvah. I heard a good joke from Reb Bednarz about Esav. How do you know that Esav was a charlatan, a fake Hasidus HaRebbe? So he said because he started wearing fancy clothing, he had 400 people that were running around in front of him, and he was waiting for his father to die and kill his brother and give the brachas. There are two ways you could change a mitzvah. The way in which you could change a mitzvah is either you could try to dress up and be something you're not, or then there's the koach hatfilah. The koach hatfilah is the ability for you to change who you are. Rabosai, this is not chasidus. I quoted Bnei Yisaskar, right? Chasidus! 10-minute chasidus, not 10-minute musar. People ask me, how do I decide whether it's 10-minute musar or 10-minute chasidus? But it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to the tour and the Shulchan Aruch themselves. V'kach hayu osim chasidim v'anshei maisa. Shayu misbodedim u'mechavnim b'tfilosam. Ad shayu magim l'ispashtus hagashmias. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The goal is for an individual to reach the point of his spashtus hagashmias. What that means, this is not a chassidish sefer. What that means is the following. That a person exits its state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to exit our corporeal state and bring ourselves to a different place. Hence, the Bnei Yisaskar says, we're not changing a reality, we are changing who we are. We're changing who we are. Through tefillah, we see the world in an entirely different way. And therefore, we become different people. But how many people say, you know what I think I'm going to change? I'm going to change when I'm sitting in front of a Musar Seder, when I'm sitting in front of a Sefer Chassidus, when I talk to my Rebbe who's so busy that he doesn't have time to speak to me. And I'm waiting. Rabbi, when are you going to have time to discuss what's on my mind? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in 10 minutes, he's going to be standing in front of you as long as you want. And that's the greatest time to change. Not when you're sitting and having a sachnash, that's Hebrew for sichat nefesh, having a great schmooze with your Rebbe. That's also fantastic. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for you to change in front of him, and he's going to give you all the kochos and all the ability to make that change. But you have to take that opportunity of avoda. It's work. It's not that you go in and you go out. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ulezkabrus haseichel, and then all the parts that pull you down of your corporeal existence could be elevated with what the Baal HaTanya describes as the seichel elyona, the neshama of man. Listen to these words. Ad shayu magim karov lemalos hanevuah. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, describing the way people once upon a time daven, and it must be that Rabbi Yosef Karo is telling us that you could reach that madriga as well. It wouldn't be brought down in Shulchan Aruch otherwise. What are these last words? Ad shayu magim karov lemalos hanevuah. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, V'hinein is gale kan, mahi dargas hanevua, mahi dargas hatfila. Nevua, what is nevua? Perusha, sha'adam yifne libo mekolin yane ha'olam, kilu shu malach elokim, she'enenu shayach l'gamri olam hazeh. A Navi is someone who brings himself to the point that he's like a malach. However, not only does a Navi have that opportunity, but rather, lamadnu mazeh shichovas hatfilo yilalos bedarga nevua, v'yesh biyadenu kama pamim bechol yom lahafoch lios neviim. Every single one of us has this opportunity through his pashtus hagashmius to become neviim. I mentioned in the past. I heard from Rav David L. Weinberg when I was in Camp Ask that there are two different people who go into Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Some people go there because they have to. And some people go because they want to. Some people go because they think that in Shulchan Aruch it says that you have to daven. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you could reach the Madrega, you could reach the place of Hispashtus Hagashmias V'lafoch Lios Nevi'in. If we internalize that halach and Shulchan Aruch, this Temin Halach, if we internalize that halach and Shulchan Aruch, so then what happens is we become entirely different people. And our tefillah is a totally different thing. A couple of practical suggestions. Number one, tonight we just touched on one of the many different lishonos of tefillah. There's an absolutely fantastic sefer called Sha'arim B'Tefillah by Rav Sham Shem Pinkus. It's been translated into English, where he describes more than 10 different forms of prayer. The reason why we don't connect is because we don't think about how this Hispashtus Hagashmius and this Nevius takes place. Number two, the first time, this week is the first time I'm saying this publicly. I've said it a couple times to Talmidim, privately, but I've gathered up the courage that I think it's appropriate because of our struggle in this generation to say this even publicly, even though it's a little bit of a chidush from a perspective of halacha. Every single person has a responsibility to personalize their prayer. According to the pure halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there are two places. Ideally, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's at the end of Shemone Esrei, after Yulu Ratzon, and then also in Shema Koleinu. It would seem to me that since the halacha b'di'evet permits an individual in the Bakashos, in Atachone, in Hashiveinu, in Rifa'enu, and so on, for a person to add inside the bracha their own personal tefillah, because it's such a challenge for us in our generation to reach the Madrega of Hispashtus Hagashmius, then every single one of us, if necessary, should add their own personal tefillah in those brachos. And finally, use this encounter with God as an opportunity to reassess everything about our lives three times a day. To use it as an opportunity to see the world from an entirely different perspective. It's not a great sicha, it's not a great chassidish of art that's going to really change a person. What's going to really change a person is how he approaches those three times a day of tefillah. And realize this week's parasha says, Vayetar, that we have the ability to entirely transform ourselves. But it's not that we're simply asking for the food and getting the devil to pay for it. What we're looking for is something that's so much greater than the Reader's Digest approach to religion. What we're looking for is an encounter with Kudsh Brich Hu, Madregas HaNevuah, Madregas HaNevuah, Karov LeNevuah, Karov LeNevuah, Madrega Karov LeNevuah, and with that, to turn into those who are truly Ovdei Hashem, those who truly take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them everywhere they go, and are able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.